The Lord be with you.
Also
with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord. What I'm going to say to you, first, I'm saying to myself, only in this way can I be able to speak to you. We are entering into spiritual combat. Jesus is entering into spiritual combat with us. He, the only one who never sinned, the only one that is all holy, went into the desert to be tempted. He did this for us, lest any one of us be presumptuous and not realize how much we need this time of Lent, when we beg the Lord to reveal to us our sins so we can repent, when we ask the Lord to show us how we are being fooled and blinded by the enemy. I think one of the greatest dangers for us is to be presumptuous, in the sense of basically believing that this great rendering of the heart, this great conversion, surely it would be good for Hitler, for Castro, for people who are in terrible mortal sins, that we always like to shun those off, like saying, that's what really being bad is all about. But me, you know, I'm basically a good person. You know, I'm a good person. I don't commit any great mortal sins. I'm not a criminal. So then we settle for this presumptuous attitude, not realizing that each one of us needs the Lord. Each one of us is a sinner. We are blind, we are sick. We saw it in all the other Gospels preparing us already for today. And the good news is the kingdom of God is at hand. And the Lord wants to deal with that. Just like Jesus was moved to the desert by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit was to move us as well. But the Holy Spirit moves no one without their permission. So one of the important things we need to do to begin Lent is to give the Holy Spirit permission to do whatever He wants to do. And how are we going to do that? Well, to ask the Holy Spirit, we have to be attentive to the Spirit. So we have to do two things. We have to put aside distractions. Give good time, good space to prayer. To be at peace with the Lord. Take time to do a holy hour with the Blessed Sacrament. Take time at home to pray together. Be humble and acknowledge how hard this is for you. Oh, but I get distracted. I can't stand being 1 hour with the Lord. Do you realize what that means? Do you realize what that means? I'd rather be doing something else. I'd rather be doing something where I am in control. Well, that reveals the reality of our hearts. And so we have to make an effort. Lord, I don't want to be like this. I want to desire You. And for this, we have to give Him attention. So both, we have to put aside other things to make space and then to be attentive to the Lord. And this is indeed combat. Because our natural disposition is not there. And we have to exercise the will. We have to engage the mind. This is serious business. Our life and our eternity depends on it. It is a lie to say that we are okay. If we say that, we are making a fool of Jesus, who believes that our condition is so grave that He died for us on the cross. Or am I going to say, I really don't need it. I know other people do, because they're criminals, but I really don't need this. Do you realize how perverted that is? So if I say I need it, then I have to make myself disposed to receive this grace. And that's what Lent is about. It is combat, because I naturally am not going to do it unless I override the tendency of my natural dispositions. Lord, I believe that You want to sanctify me. I believe that You want to give me in my heart a passion of love for You and for the gospel. That You want to make me enthusiastic about Your kingdom. The Lord wants to open our eyes so that we can understand who we are and the mission He has for us in the kingdom. He can't use people who are distracted. There are so many things that we have in our minds, and we can protest, but I have to take care of those things. Maybe you do, but they cannot be the center. The center can only be Christ Himself. And as we attend to Him and we listen to Him, He will put things in order. We have to trust that He is all wise. And what He's going to teach us, what He's going to do in our hearts and in our minds, is perfectly congruent with our state in life and with our vocation. Whether you're a husband or a wife or a child, or a retired person or a widow, the Lord is going to sanctify you right there and call you to participate fully in His kingdom according to your state in life. Your state in life is not an obstacle. It is the atmosphere, the environment, the soil in which you're going to grow to be holy. The Lord wants to give us a profound awareness of our mission in our families and our mission in the church. And there's no contradiction there at all. But there are many distractions and many things that are simply blinding us to see fully what we could be if we just let the Lord do it. I think we need to also deal with our fear of allowing the Lord to speak. Maybe we are afraid if we really pay attention to the Lord, He's going to change me in a way that I don't really want to change. And that's where we really have to ponder, do I really believe that the Lord Jesus loves me and cares for me and wants the best for me? And as we say, yes, Lord, then we will not be afraid to really hand them over our hearts, our time, our emotions, so that He can purify us, so that our minds can be attentive to His inspirations. Am I moved by the Spirit? Can I understand when the Lord says, go to the desert, or say this, or don't say that? Or am I acting on my own resources for God? You know, I'm running the show, God. I'll let you know when I'm done. I'm doing a good job for you. That's not what He wants. He wants to move our mind and understanding, the initiatives that we take. And for this, we need Lent. May this be a time of grace, of purification, that the forces of the world may not dominate us, but rather that we may be free in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.